Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the Latin Generation panel call on the 10th of January 2019. In the call, we have Dennis, Hazem, Matt, Michael, Marjana, Mikhail, Pitinat, and Samar. Over to you, Marjana.
Okay. First, I wanted you to discuss agenda for our face-to-face meeting, which will be held on February the 4th in Brussels. I hope you've seen this agenda, and if you have any more suggestions for the agenda, please send us your comments and remarks, because I don't want to spend a lot of time for it, because our agenda for today is pretty heavy, let's say. I just wanted to mention that we have a proposal for the agenda, and please review it and share your thoughts till the next meeting, which will be held the next week, that we can have, let's say, more or less complete agenda for our face-to-face meeting. So I don't want to discuss it now. The next topic is, could we say something about our status of our report now? In which, what is the status of the report? Do you think the report is almost ready to be sent? Are all things incorporated in it? Because Michael put a lot of text in our report. I have reviewed it. We have cleared some minor things which I didn't understand. And I want to hear your opinion. Do we think that the report, like it is now, could be sent to Generation Panel to get some more input for our next, which will be discussed during our face-to-face meeting? Matt, please, go on.
Yes. So when do we have to send it to them to get the feedback before the Brussels meeting? So I think that is what we should think of. So if we could wait a week, then we could maybe have a review and comments during the upcoming week. Otherwise, I think we should send it as is.
As it is my understanding, I think we should send it to Pitinan at least at the beginning of the next week, because Pitinan should have to produce this XML stuff, and she needs some time for it. But let's hear what Dennis has to say. Dennis, please go on.
Thank you, Mirjana, Dennis, for the transcript. So, so I understand the need and to send the proposal to the IP in advance so that we can get workable feedback during our face-to-face workshop, and that's something that we discussed in our last call. I think we agreed that, or at least there was some consensus around to send what we have. That said, I still need, I'm behind on my action item to incorporate all the items, work, the homework from Brussels, all the feedback we got from the IP on the previous version, now that we have discussed and made some adjustments, I need to incorporate that. I think I can do that by tomorrow, but I don't think that that will give enough time for the rest of the team to give a review of the proposal before we can send it to the IP. So maybe, I mean, if we are shooting for next Monday to send, I think that's unrealistic. I think that's
unrealistic.
What I'm saying.
Okay, let's hear what Sarmat has to say. Please, Sarmat, go on.
Thank you, Mariana, all. And I think it will be useful to have a version with IP, even if you can send it late. And I think it is also useful to send IP something which all of you have reviewed, because that just, I think, puts way to do it. So I guess if we can come up with a solution of you all taking your time to review it and maybe suggest a date, and I can inform the IP to reserve some solid time after that date to review the Latin proposal and have a feedback ready in time for your meeting. We can work around that. So I think probably the first step would be for you all to determine what would be a realistic date for all of you to finalize the document to the extent you can and review it for handoff, and then we can take it from there.
Is Maykal, I would like to put myself into the queue.
Please, Maykal, you are the next one.
Thanks, I'm not on Adobe Connect. I'm not
able
to connect yet, so
okay.
I couldn't raise my hand. I want to say that I think the theoretical discussion on inscript variants is already present in the document. The group just needs to take a look at it and see if that's what they agree upon. Then we need discussion if we want to appendix the actual discussions we had on the inscript discussion, so like the separate documents where each of us created screenshots and everything. Then I could, for example, just copy it in, but I'm not sure if the group wants that. And regarding what Dennis just said, that he needs to add in some of the homework, if you tell me what it is you still need to add in, we could split it up, for example, in between the two of us, and then maybe we could get it done quicker. Otherwise, I think most of the theoretical discussion is inside, but the proposal needs a review as a whole. But otherwise, I think it's generally good. Thank you.
Dennis, I lost a little bit of track of everything what should be done to complete the report. So you said that you probably could incorporate your responses from to the IP comments till Monday, let's say, something like this. Did I understand it correctly?
Yes, generally, yes, Marjana. So the largely what we discussed in Brussels was the cross-script variant. That's basically take care of. We just need to take what we have in our draft discussions, right, in our table, and then put it back, put it into the proposal in a narrative and all the examples and the additional evidence that IP requested. I appreciate Michael's offer to help, but I think I just need put some time on it and be done with it. It's been difficult the last weeks to do that. So that will take care of that. But basically, that will put us on cross-script variants. I think it would be useful also to include the narrative on inscript variants. That's very useful. I think we need to take a step further and make a ask whether we should incorporate some of the, as an appendix, some of the screenshots or the discussions that we've gone through, and I think that will provide the IP a sense of what we have done in terms of the analysis. I think that would be useful reflecting on what transpired during the latest proposal, and that's what they asked for us, right? Like more evidence as to some of the cross script candidates that we provided, and we insist, but they want more evidence. So I think it would be useful to provide them those screenshots and to complement the narrative on that. So that's it. I'll finish transferring all the Brussels homework to the proposal, and then we'll have to have the team review and send it to the IP.
Okay. As it is my understanding now, our repertoire is complete and final. So, Pitinan can use the rough material which we have now to produce XML for our repertoire, because there are minor changes in it. In the meantime, we could try to put as much of the material as it is possible in the report during the next week, and ask people on the GP to look at it and to have one final discussion about report next week on Thursday. And after that, Pitinan has to finish just those XML which is connected with our variants, and probably we could submit our report at the beginning of the in 2 weeks, let's say, after, let me see. Just please try to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just thinking loud. Now, today is 10th. Next meeting will be on the 17th of January. So, 18, 19, 20, on the 21st of January, is it realistic that we could have some kind of report? At least it is not necessary to be completely finished. I mean, to be all the material that should be included in it. But if we send it on the 21st of January, IP could use the whole week, almost 10 days, to review it and give us their feedback, so that we shall have enough material for our face-to-face meeting. Please correct me if my thinking is not right. What do you think, Dennis? Please.
I think that's a good days and good steps forward, Mirjana. I think we should be able to have a reasonable next iteration to send to the IP on the 21st, provided that we have we as a generation panel have a proposal to review by the 14th, and then try reconvene on the 17th and give a green light or not to send to the IP on the 21st. I think that's a reasonable timeline.
That's possible. Pitinan, please. Pitinan has to say something.
Right. I
please go on.
To give some input that I would take just only 1 or 2 days maximum to convert to the XML. Likely to be 1 day. So just for your time planning. Thank you.
You need 1 day to convert it to XML. But you can prepare it. Yeah, that's for...
For now, and once the variant is finalized, I will put it and it will take up 1 day.
Okay. If we send it to on 21st to Pitinan, she will need, because she on the 23rd is then the day when the proposal could be sent to IP. Something like this. Or maybe if the when we reconvene on 17 and we find that we are happy with the report, we can send it to Pitinan earlier so she can do it during the weekend. Sarma, please.
Thank you, Mariana. So I think as far as the decisions are concerned, which is where XML comes in, those are reasonably final. So I think as soon as you're done with your proposal on 14th, Pitinan can move forward and do the XML. because the review process is probably not going to change the decisions. It's just going to be, editing the text which explains it. So I think we could still do it in parallel with the dates you have suggested. So once there is a draft out on 14th, okay, we can potentially do the XML and have actually XML ready for all of you to review during the week as well, and we can finalize both XML and the proposal by 21st, if that works.
Okay, so the first step is to try to make draft as much as to put in the draft report everything what is ready to be put in it until 14th of January, and when it is finished, I will ask or if it happens on 14th, I will ask all members of the GP to look at the draft report, and on the 17th of the January we shall see are we ready or not. I hope we shall be ready to finalize the whole stuff till the 21st of January. Any other comments, opinions, suggestions? Okay. Let's try to do it in that way. Okay. Dennis, please. I haven't seen your hand. Please go on.
No, that's okay. So on the matter of in-script variants, one thing that could be helpful also to get feedback from the IP is any of the candidates that we have thought of to put at least as a preliminary or tentative candidate list in a table.
Yeah, it would be very good if we could finish it till the 14th, but we should. If you can share your material with Michael and explain him what is expected to be prepared, maybe I also think that it will be very good if we shall give some preliminary results about InScript variants and how we were thinking about it. But it is not necessary to be all of them, but at least a part of them if we cannot finish all of them for the 14th of January. Yes, I agree with you. It will be very good to have it in the report. Dennis, please. Your hand is still up.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay. I think you wanted to say something more after me. So we have some kind of timeline that we should try to put as more text, because I've read all the text which Michael put in it, and I read it carefully, and I commented it, and we changed something in it, and I think it is sensible, it is understandable, and I don't think that I think this part of the job is finished. Now we have to prepare tables and whatever we have done. I mean, how we should present the results of our work. Okay. Michael is on the Adobe, so that's good. Okay. The third item was the final report. Now we have discussed it, and we have defined some timeline, and we shall try to stay with it. That's very good, Pitina. I will go now on the action item 4. On the agenda item 4, Pitina put some tasks which should be fulfilled between these two meetings, I mean in these 20 days. Let's see where we are now. And we have a few of these action items not assigned. And I want to hear your opinion where we are now with these action items and how should we proceed in the future. Dennis, the first one is yours.
Yes. So I alluded to that earlier.
Yeah.
I need to incorporate, and that's what I need to do by Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Michael had to prepare the list of extended base characters for analysis. I don't know what is it. Sorry. But Michael could say a few words about it.
Yes, of course. Basically, we had decided in Brussels that we are doing two sets of inscript variants. We are looking at more than just two sets, but the main two areas were diacritics, that is, modifiers of letters, and see how they may be confused or considered equivalent, and we should also look at base letter shapes. Now, we already had a tentative list in Brussels, which we put on our whiteboard, but I was to repeat the analysis and see if we missed any ones, because we were doing that one only ad hoc. So I did prepare a list. I haven't finished it. Actually, I'm searching for the document because I haven't
okay.
it for 3 weeks, but I have it somewhere on my computer. I just need to find it, then I can circulate it by email, but essentially what I'm saying is a lot of that is already included in the different analysis we have done, so there will be few items left to add. We are saying another 20% or something. So it won't be much more. There's not a large gap left in the variant analysis from what I can tell. Thank you.
Okay, so this is, as I understand at this moment, maybe please correct me if I'm wrong, your item is not an emergency now. It is not necessary to include it in our report, which we plan to send on the 21st of January. So you can, if you find it, please share it on the list, and we can leave it for later discussion or later processing or something like this.
Okay, for clarification,
yeah.
What I'm saying is it's already part of what we have done. When we split up our work in Brussels for different people to do analysis of inscript variants, there was already some parts on base character analysis. I have just redone the analysis and expanded it to see if we missed any items.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying we already did, like, I don't know, maybe there are 10 or 12 candidates, and we already did 8 or something. And in most cases, we decided they're not eligible for variant status.
I see.
So there's not much analysis left, and a lot of it is already included in what people have done. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So in this sense, it's not urgent because it's already part of what we have done.
Yeah, because we are not giving to the IT our final results. We are giving them preliminary results, so nothing will be lost. Okay. Thank you.
The methodological discussion is already part of...
Yeah, and it is important for IP to understand what we are doing and how we were thinking. And, okay. That's clear. So it is not the urgent thing today. The next one item is prepare the test labels. As it is my understanding, it is not also so urgent now, but Mats, where are you now with this task?
I see that it's on the agenda for the Brussels meeting.
Okay.
So, so I will prepare the list for that meeting.
Okay, and maybe some guidelines how to produce it and to prepare to prepare GP how to give some idea how could we be more efficient in doing this. Just think about it.
So I see that Samad has his hand up, and
oh, sorry,
he talked about it last time. And So my idea is that we pick words from maybe not all, but almost most languages that we support for the positive labels.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to construct things that break our rules, so to say.
I see. Sorry, Sarmad, are you waiting a lot? Please go on, because I was looking the other part of the screen. I was not looking at the top. Please, Sarmad, go on.
No, I just actually raised my hand right now just to sort of add to what Mats was saying. So I think, I was actually going to add what Mats already suggested, that it's actually good to have coverage of languages. Obviously, it's understood there are hundreds of languages here, so not all of them will be covered, but it's actually a good idea to cover many, whatever is possible, easily possible. But I think what is another way of looking at it is that the labels, if again possible, should cover all the different code point and code point sequences being suggested by for inclusion, and maybe so that there are positive examples of use for all the particular included repertoire. So that's just one point I wanted to add.
May I come in here? I have a question to you, Sarmad. Are we supposed to provide those as U labels or A labels?
It's supposed to be a simple UTF-8 text file with one label per line, and if you have a comment, then it that line should start with a hash. And you can see sample test files which are published for earlier LGRs. I can share the link in the chat right away.
I think it's quite simple to go through the list of the code points that we have and go to one of the languages that support the code point and then pick a word from that language. I think that should be quite simple to do. And then the negative labels, then we have to be more inventive. That it shouldn't be too complicated. We have code points that we have refused and combinations that are not included. So it shouldn't be that complicated. We won't have a full coverage. We have to remember that. This is just a sample.
Okay, thank you much. Dennis, your hand is up, please.
Yes, so just wanted to note that in the past proposal that we've sent to the IP, they noted that no test labels in the proposal. So, I mean, it's not urgent, I think, this time around, but I just want to know that they expect us to send maybe a short list of test labels with each proposal.
That is what we just talked about, right?
It seemed to me that we wanted to wait until Brussels to produce these test labels instead of sending in advance with the proposal. And what I'm saying is that we should send something with the proposal.
I see. So the question, I mean, we should have test labels for the variant rules too.
Yes, correct.
Or Sarmad, what is expected?
So the expectation is generally that the test labels should cover all the repertoire. There should be labels which cover each of the variants, and for those, all the relevant variants should also be listed, which expected, so that the expectation and automatic calculation can be verified. And if there are WLE rules, then there should be test labels which trigger each of those label rules, and then there should be test labels which fail each of those label rules. So that's actually the expectation. Thank you.
I'm not sure that we can prepare some test labels data set now. What is your feeling? I don't know. Michael, please.
So it is my understanding that we can prepare test labels based on our repertoire. I don't think we can prepare test labels based on our variants as of yet.
That's my feeling too. Max, please.
Yeah, well, the test labels that just covers the repertoire, the positive test labels that just covers the repertoire is quite simple. And that could be created in quite mechanical way. And just as Michael says, for the variants, it's more complicated since, those are not fixed yet. And also the negative requires more thinking and more work. So maybe we could create partial lists of test labels, the positive repertoire labels now. And maybe we could split it up in some way.
I don't know. Do you think that I didn't understand your last sentence? Do you think that we should? Yeah, it is clear that it is relatively easy to prepare test label based on our repertoire because repertoire is clean and final, and that's it. How do you think in mechanical way? Will you put all the characters in some kind of script or whatever and produce 100, 200 labels, whatever? I don't know. I'm just thinking loudly. And could you prepare it for Sarmat, please? Maybe Sarmat has. Sarmat, I didn't see who was first. Please, let's hear first Sarmat, then you, Matt.
Okay, thank you, Mariana. So in other languages, what is also done, and I also recall how we did that in Arabic, was that we started with, let's say, top X languages, which are more popular have people doing more active work on them. And because of that, there are text corpora available online. And one could just go and find, let's say, a list of top 100 most frequent words or top 500 most frequent words or that for those languages, and just include those, then see, you know, if there is still more characters which are need coverage, then go and find specific examples of those particular letters. So that's one way how this was done for some of the languages. So in most of the languages, what we do is we just go and get online corpora and start from there and get you know, some high frequency words or some other corpora like corpora of proper names or corpora of company names or things like that, and start building test labels from there. So that's just one way of harvesting data.
Matt, please. Thank you, sir. Matt.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. My idea was to use the links to Wikipedia and whatever we have as a reference and look for word there with the letter in question and select that. It may turn out to be hard in some cases, and it would have probably been very simple in other cases. But
yeah,
that would be a way to do it.
But my feeling is that we cannot do it in the next 10 days, because some people have to finish, I mean, at least Dennis and Michael have to try to put in the repertoire as much of our work as it is possible. So we have how much, 210 languages or something like this. Sarmat has an idea again. Please, Sarmat.
Thank you. So if you have to prioritize work, I would say it would be higher priority to, for example, review the document than to perhaps prepare a test label file at this time. Because the reason I say is, if we have to choose between one or two, one or the other option, the reason I say that is because in the interim, we actually have other sources of corpora and so on, which we use, by the way, for other script to do our own internal testing. I guess IP does that. So eventually, a test label file is certainly needed to as a complete to complete the proposal. But as an interim measure, though it's obviously very nice to get a test label file, but I think it would be more important to make sure that the proposal part is well reviewed, and that actually, you know, so I'm just seeing that preparing a test label file, if that diverts attention from the proposal review, then maybe it's better to focus on proposal review at this time.
Thank you, Sarmat. Matt, please.
Well, I'm willing to take a shot and see how much time it takes to find test labels. And this will be a list. I don't know how much I will cover, but something at least. So this will be a start. And then we'll see.
Okay. And when you get an idea or at least the procedures how, let's say, test labels could be done efficiently, please share
with us your findings. Maybe some other people from the GP, at least me, could help to put more test labels in a file. You should figure somehow the procedure, how this should be done, and after that we can, for example, divide give a bunch of languages to every person in the GP who wants to work on it and try to produce more test labels.
Yeah. My idea is to go by code point or character rather than language to make sure that we cover all the characters.
Yeah. But please try, at least try it in vivo, let's say like this, and see the it will give you somehow the impression what is the best way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you find some reasonable way or procedure how to produce those test labels, we can
we can share between the people on the GP, I mean, apart from Dennis and Michael, because they have to do as much as they can on variants, and try to produce more of them. And this test label need not to be final. At least IP could get an impression of how we are thinking in producing our test label. Okay, when do you expect that you will have some results on it that could be shared with the other people? You can't say. If you don't try, you can't give any time.
Within a few days. So
okay.
Give it a shot within a few days. I will create a Google Docs document and put it in.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Matt. What is going with Bill? Maybe he forgot that we have a meeting today. I hope he's okay. Because Bill has produced some document with circle and vertical bars, but we can skip it for now because it is not so urgent at this moment. And I want him to be... I think he sent some document. Although I didn't see the document. Have you seen the document with circles and vertical bars produced by Bill?
Yeah.
You've seen? Okay, probably I missed it somehow. I will find it. Let's skip this item. And we have two more things which are not assigned at this moment, but I will leave it for later because at this moment, Michael, please.
I was just wondering, the document sent by Bill was about common symbols, not circle and vertical bars, right? I did not see a document about circle.
I also couldn't remember, okay, we shall see with Bill, because, yes, Bill sent a document yesterday, which he promised to do after last meeting last year, and I didn't see this with circles and vertical bars, but we can leave it for later because it is not critical for the task we have to finish next week. Also, the next two action items could be left for later time to be assigned or to be discussed because we are now in a rush to finally somehow report and to send it till the 21st of January. So let's not, although if someone wants to say something about this, you are free to say if anyone wants to comment item 5 or 6, have any ideas, it's okay to say it now or to leave it for later. I don't see hands up, and there is no hands up, so... again, I'm personally confused with variants and all this stuff. My action item, agenda item 5 was variants. Where we are now? That's the question which I'm posing to myself every time because everything is a little bit blurry to me. So we have discussed during this meeting that Dennis will incorporate everything what is necessary for this cross-script variant, that Dennis with Michael will try to prepare some results of our investigation of inscript variants also to be put in our report as preliminary results, and have we anything more to add to this topic? it is not necessary to put a lot of things on the table. Maybe we can now focus on this task to finish the report till the next meeting on the 17th of January, and after that we shall see what was rest, what other items we have to process. So that's all what I have planned for today. Is there any other ideas or topics for discussion for today's meeting?
No, I'm good.
I don't see any hands up, so thank you. Please plan the next Thursday, January the 17th, again, this telephone call, and probably we shall have our report almost final to be sent to Integration Panel. And that's all from Michael has something to say. Please, Michael, go on.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. First, I seem to remember that among the InScript variant analysis documents, we had started discussing the one I had sent, but we hadn't finished it. There were some things which remained unclear, so I made changes to it and changed the wording. So I think we still had to discuss that. Also, my question was if we needed to brainstorm, if we want to brainstorm on the IDNA 2003 compatibility issues, so I could draft a text for that thing, or do we want to leave that for our face-to-face meeting? Thank you.
Oh, that will be, Michael, that will be very good if you prepare any kind of paper about anything, because especially it will be very useful for me. And as a paper for brainstorming, if you have time, please prepare it. But please, you should have you would focus now for to finish this task which we have spoken earlier during this meeting to produce this report. I cannot remember this paper which you mentioned today that we have to discuss it. We have 8 more minutes. Is it enough to discuss it, or should we leave it for the next meeting?
I don't know. Dennis is kind of in charge of the variance issues. Okay, maybe I mis-explained just now. The IDNA 2003 compatibility issues, from what I understand, there are only two cases.
So
my question, we want to discuss them now, or we want to leave them for Brussels? That's the first question. And the second is, whatever happened to the InScript analysis I was supposed to do? We started discussing it. We never finished it. I think we could finish it also in a couple of minutes, but again,
okay.
Dennis is in charge of variance.
Dennis, what is your opinion? Because you know exactly what is Michael speaking about.
Yeah, so on the former, the IDNA compatibility issues, I think going to be a long discussion. I think we can leave that for Brussels. On the second one, the scripts, sure. I think, you're right, Michael. We can use these 7 last minutes to review that document.
Yeah. Please,
can you share the link?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so if everybody can, how do we do this?
I'll put you on presenter. Okay?
I am the presenter.
Does the link work?
Was it Michael? Oh, I'm the presenter. Oh, okay, so I need to, move my things around. Let me see. Hold on. Gotcha, all right. Hold on a second, Michael. So I'm preparing my screen here. And then I need
just to let you all know, Bill has just joined.
All right, so I'm sharing my screen now. Okay. So
okay,
just
so I think we lost Dennis.
Yes. Yeah, you lost my screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Need to restart.
We just look at the, does everyone have access to the Google Docs?
Yeah, I have it on the Google in the Google Docs.
So could we look there instead?
Yeah, you don't have to, I mean, we don't have to be sharing the same screen. We just, everybody needs to open the document.
The document, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crashing again. So let's do that, right? So, let's give up. I need to give up on Adobe Connect. So everybody's has Michael's paper on their screens. So this is again as a quick background. This is the homework from Brussels, right? So when we wanted to check whether the handwriting conventions were transported to a font design, and we asked Michael to amend the narrative, the conclusions. Just not to conflate with visual similarity conclusions. I think that was the case for that. So let's go through the findings on page 4. So this is the case where he's comparing different diacritics above, and whether there's any variant relationship warranted. His conclusion is that no variant pairs are warranted. And to the basis that all diacritics are consistently a dot or a acute. All right,
okay.
And I think there are just a few cases where you may say, oh yeah, that's maybe a. Okay. So, Michael, do you want to say something, add something?
No, that's fine. You can do it or I can do it, however you want. I was just offering help.
You know what? Why don't do it? You do it. You can speak better to your document than I can. Yes. Go ahead.
Sure. That's what I thought. Okay. So, from what I remember, we already had discussed part of this. You just jumped back to what we had already discussed. So the first part is the diacritics evaluate. And the conclusion there is no variant pairs are warranted, as you just summarized. Then the next part of the analysis is the spacing evaluation. And I was assigned the case of the sequence AE as opposed to the combined glyphs of them. The ligature AE. And I found that I found that they're significantly different. However, there are many cases where it actually starts crossing over with a sequence of OE. That is, the Latin A often is written in the same shape as the Latin alpha, which is not part of our repertoire. But the Latin alpha followed by E and the OE ligature, they often look identical. And this is what you can see in the second graphic, in the second screenshot I present on page, what is the page number? Page 6? 7 out of 6, I think, yeah. So the AE ligature is different enough from the sequence of A and E letters separately. But the AE ligature often looks the same as the OE ligature.
Mm.
So I accidentally kind of ran into a case where we have kind of a visual identity, which we haven't worked on yet in the case of InScript. But at the same time, it's also a kind of non-visual identity for the simple reason that Latin users would consider Latin small letter alpha and Latin small letter A conceptually identical. So that's a positive case for variant I'm suggesting. That is the ligature AE and the ligature OE.
Okay.
Yes. It's the top of the hour. Should I continue or should we stop here and continue next time?
Let's see how many. Oh, so let's continue next time because I don't want to. There is a lot of text till the end. So please, you just remember where we are, where we have stopped, and we shall continue next meeting. Okay, because we are on top of an hour. Thank you everyone to being present for today's meeting. We have tasks to fulfill till the next meeting and I hope we shall do it. So, goodbye and hear you next Thursday. And now, please, Matt, if you find any way which could ease the production of test label fair with us, we shall try to put as more labels as it is possible till the next meeting. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.